This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. I'm angry. Wayne Allen Root, the warrior. Where is President Trump? I think they've kidnapped him. They've kidnapped my President Trump. That wasn't him out there. He looked depressed. He looked negative. He's been attacked by negative ninnies and the media and the doctors who are just negative with worst-case scenarios. And it's like President Trump has joined in with them. He's given in. You know, you kicked me in the gut. You kicked me in the balls. You knocked me in the face. You knocked my teeth out. I'm done. I give up. I've had it. Go ahead. Just knock the American economy out. Kill the stock market. Destroy everything. Start a recession. And, oh, by the way, this is going to last till August. Are you kidding me? That's a president who's taking action? Trying to give us confidence? That was the worst press conference in history. At least the things that came out of his mouth were the worst in history. That's not the President Trump I know. That's ridiculous. You destroyed the entire American economy? You destroyed capitalism? You killed every middle-class worker in America? You turned them into welfare addicts because there's a flu coming? So far, it's killed like 7,000 people worldwide. Are you kidding me? What are they talking about? It's going to kill like 3,000 in Italy. Let's say when it's all done. So that's enough to stop America? Who came up with this idea? Crazy. All right. We've got a guest at the top of the hour. I'll get to more of this in a second. I've got so many things to share with you about old people who got coronavirus and lived and said it was mild. Why would you stop the economy over this? But I want to get to John Solomon, award-winning investigative journalist. John Solomon Reports is his website. John Solomon Reports. You know, he's done a great job with all kinds of investigations that no liberal media would ever allow. So I wanted to get him on the show and talk a little bit about the economy. John Solomon, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good to be with you, Wayne.
Did you hear my little opening rant there?
I sure did.
Did you think that that was a good idea for President Trump to come out and say it might be a recession and this might not end until August?
Unusual performance for him. That is normal performance. It shows you sometimes that the grill of the job, right? You're probably in 20-hour-a-day briefings now and constantly moving can take a little luster off your energy. But listen, I think at the end of the day, we're going to take the most extreme steps to try to protect America, and we're going to find out that we did such a good job, it's going to be a much smaller consequence than all the media hype. All the stories we've done on justthenews.com over the last week are very clear. The early data shows that beyond elderly people, the risk is much lower.
Right.
The first 48 deaths are almost all people who were above 70 or had severe health complications.
And sick. Right.
And here's another thing that we broke this morning. It's a very important thing. Doctors have already determined that drugs and medicines that they used in past outbreaks like malaria, AIDS, SARS and MERS, they're already working and slowing down the coronavirus, in some cases curing or helping people recover much quicker. And so there's a regimen emerging from the medical community that I think is going to become much more public in the next couple of days that should lessen a lot of the alarm and fear that's going on here. There are drugs that we already make and already have that are working even before we don't have a vaccine. And if you get infected, these drugs should help you recover. And so I think some of the alarmism will give way to reality. But at the beginning, in the absence of knowing everything, I think the president is trying to take the most extreme measures possible to protect this country.
The most conservative measure from the doctors telling him, you've got to save lives, you've got to save lives. Yep. And then I think other people are screaming in his ear, President Trump, you'll go down in history as a murderer if 50,000 people die and you made light of it and you didn't do enough. They'll call you a murderer. And if Obama does it, they wouldn't call him anything. They'd say it was a bad flu season. This is crazy.
The coverage between SARS and MERS and this are so different, so vastly
different.
And it, it is clearly yet another sign, another piece of evidence of how much the media has changed under the Trump years. But here, at my place at Just the News, we've got people like Cheryl Atkinson and Christine Dole and myself writing stories that just give people the facts. We're not alarming people. We're just trying to give them basic facts. And I think as this goes on, and the social distancing helps in slowing this down, there are going to be treatments in place. There's going to be a good grip on this, and hopefully not too many more people die. There are going to be more people that get infected, but hopefully we can keep those deaths to a minimum, and that's certainly what the entire government is working to do.
Yeah, except they've turned us into Venezuela. I swear to God, we're Venezuelans. You know, in Vegas, I can't speak for the nation. I can only, yeah. We're talking to John Solomon. I can only speak for Vegas. The supermarkets are bare.
Yeah.
There is no meat. There is no chicken. For weeks, they're
same
telling
here
us.
In Washington, D.C.
Okay, yep. There's no bread. Yeah. There's no nothing. There's going to be a run on banks. There's going to be lines to get your own money out. They have destroyed this nation in the name of the flu.
We're going to have people trading in their diamonds to get six rolls of toilet paper.
Right, I always hope people own gold and have some diamonds spare, and guess what? I was right. But I have guns and ammo.
It's going to be so valuable.
Yeah, right, right. Did you see all the jokes? I've been getting the joke memes where the guy's holding the cards and he has three aces and he wins. He cheers and he pulls all the toilet paper towards him.
Yeah,
he doesn't win money, he wins toilet paper. All right,
one of the things to watch, the media hasn't done a good job, but the fatality rate, the calculation, just like the president predicted, the rate of people dying for a number of infections is going down. Now, the overall number is going up, but
you mean
it's
around
a small
the world.
Number compared to the flu.
You mean around the world, you're saying?
Around the world and in the United States. The death rate is much lower than it was, you know, a week or two ago. What does that mean? Well, probably means more people are getting tested and have mild cases. That's what the president said. Two, I think doctors are getting better. If you read this story that Christine Dolan had on our site today, doctors have gotten better at administering treatment and finding things that are working. That's what happens every time a flu breaks out. They get better each week. And, it's a serious matter. I think it's something that we're going to get a grip on soon.
Except it's too late. You've ruined the economy, John. This is not
a look at the price tag. They're going to pay you to take loans now because we're at zero interest rates, right? Here's what my prediction. We'll get through this, and then I think there will be an opportunity for the president to pivot to something he's wanted to do for a long time, that is put together an infrastructure renewal project for America. We need better highways, better roads. But we have crumbling infrastructure. With the interest rates so low, he should be able to finance it at a much lower rate than a few months ago. So there could be an economic stimulus after this. If you heard Larry Kudlow today, they were talking about that. And in the meantime, here's something else Trump's doing that I think is good for the country long term. This coronavirus scare has really illustrated how codependent we are on foreign drugs and foreign medical supplies. We should never be short of the drugs and masks and ventilators. And Peter Navarro said today they're going to put an executive order in to start repatriating drugs back into the United States medical supplies. So good things are coming of this, but you're right. The scare has hurt the economy, and it's going to take a while for us to bounce back.
And what I'm worried about is not just middle-class and working-class people. I'm very worried about them, and it's not just poor people. Yeah. To me, if you're on welfare, you were on welfare yesterday, you'll get your check today. I don't even think poor people are affected. Who's affected is small business owners.
Yeah.
If you own a restaurant with 100 employees, how are you ever getting back on your feet again now that it's closed?
I
don't know what you're
having. I went and got a sandwich at a restaurant today, and the owner had tears in his eyes. I mean, this guy's been 40, 50 years in D.C. The pain of this shutdown is enormous, and it'll be on Congress and the government to figure out how we get people back on their feet. But I think first is riding this out for a week or two and understanding that we have it under control and that we have the right measures in place and that we're going to come out of this stronger. But it has been pretty insane for the last few days, hasn't it?
You know, what's always bothered me is when teachers' unions say, we need more money, the kids are failing, we need more money.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you give them $1 billion more, and next year they come back and go, it wasn't enough. We need more money. And that's going to be the answer this time. It's going to be, we have to close everything. We've got to. There's no other choice. And when this is over in like 4 weeks, they'll come back and go, see, it wasn't hysterical. We're the reason it was over in 4 weeks. We told you to close everything. We saved America. Well, that's an easy answer, John. But if you'd left everything, here's what should have happened. I don't see why you couldn't have said, if you're over the age of 60 or 65, try and stay home and don't go out because you're at risk. And if you're sick, definitely stay home. Don't go out. This entire country, in the meantime, will be run by the 21 to 60-year-olds or 21 to 59-year-olds who can go out and make America go. And guys, go spend and go to dinner and do stuff to keep the economy going and make up for all the older people we just told to stay home. Why couldn't they have done that?
Yeah, I think, listen, I think there's still some concern, and again, as a reporter, I try to stay in the neutral zone here. I think there is some concern that young people are silent carriers. There are some pretty significant evidence now that you could be 23 and have just a tiny little sniffle, but when you go visit grandma or when you go see mom and dad, you may be infecting them, and they're going to have a much thing. And so part of the alarm here is the silent carrier element that they've only discovered in the last 5 or 6 days. And so, you know, Boston's a place where they've seen a big hot spot, and it looks like it started with young people who just had mild symptoms, and it passed on and up the chain into elderly people where there's been a significant infection rate. So I think they're trying to address the measures seem extreme, but the time will tell. We'll know how this turns out in a few weeks.
I think it's just that he would have gone down in history as an idiot and a fumbler and a murderer based on this media if he ever let anybody die, and it was because he took it too lightly. So they told him, you got to hit it like it's like it's the worst thing that ever existed in the history of mankind and just slam it. And I just think you've destroyed the economy. It's not a good move. What do you think about the Dow being down 3,000 points? What if a person has their life savings and their pension tied up in the Dow? What do you tell people, John Solomon?
Stay in the market. It will come back. I mean, that's all you can say, right? And I've watched my 401k go way down, but listen, we've had other dips like this in the past, and we will get through this. The market will rebound because, quite frankly, we had an extraordinary economy until just a few weeks ago, and I think those fundamentals are still strong even as we come out of this crisis.
All right, I hope you are right, because I'm someone who lives with small business, and I'm telling you, all my friends are ruined.
It's painful.
And just to tell you, in Las Vegas, there's a small businessman who I know of who just fired his 45-person employee force and then tried to commit suicide. He's in the hospital in critical condition. It's going to happen all over America, John. These are people's lives ruined. So which is worse, coronavirus, getting the flu, and maybe you could die in 5% of cases, but 95% of the time it'll be mild or medium, or committing suicide because you just let everyone down and fired 45 employees? Which is worse? I can news to you, they're both bad.
Yeah.
They're both bad. So this is what we did to America.
We need to tell more of those stories so people understand.
I'm going to find all the facts, and I'm going to report it for the Las Vegas newspaper tomorrow. John Solomon, Wayne Allyn Root, enjoyed having you on. JohnSolomonReports.com. Thank you, John. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
From CBN Films comes I Am Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, taken from his home into slavery, then a miraculous escape, only to be called back.
It was not my grace, but God, that I might come to the Irish nations to preach the gospel.
Witness the journey from man to saint. I Am Patrick. In select theaters for 2 days only, March 17th and 18th. For theaters and tickets, go to iampatrick.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I want to reiterate again, I've never disagreed with President Trump publicly ever before, ever, on anything. And I disagree with the press conference today. I disagree with the way this is being handled. I just think you can't put America's business out of business. Business has to keep going. It has to. So I disagree. And I disagree with telling people it could go on till August. That's just like the doctors who tell people it could be 1.7 million killed. I never said it couldn't be. But that's the worst, worst, worst case scenario in world history. And I believe the ones I saw were 200,000 to 1.7 million killed. It was the one that the hysterical government bureaucrats are putting out. So why is it 200? It could kill 200,000, not 1.7 million. Why don't you take the lower number, not the higher number? I just disagree with the way this has been handled because you can't put people out of business. It just isn't worth it driving a successful businessman or woman into poverty to protect against the flu. Maybe some of them would have chosen to get the flu rather than be poor and have to commit suicide. You don't think that's going to be a rare suicide, do you? The guy I just told you about? You think that's a rare suicide, do you? I think you're going to see that all over the country. Businessmen don't know how to live without making money. They've made money their whole lives, and they paid taxes and made this country go and grow. They paid for all the government welfare programs. Obama's wrong. We built that. And now you're taking it away from us and taking away our pride. And you think that's okay to fight the flu? I'll bet you if you gave a choice to every businessman and woman in America, they would all say, I'll take my chances with the flu. I'm running my business. You can't shut them down. Makes no sense. They're going to be in poverty. A lot of us believe poverty is a lot worse than the chance of dying. It's not worse than dying. Don't ever misquote me. I I'd rather be in poverty than be dead or my family be dead. But if you said, Wayne, there's like a 1 in 20 chance that you could die, 19 out of 20, you either won't get it at all or it'll be a mild flu versus living in poverty and losing your business and having to fire all your employees, I would choose, absolutely choose the chance that it could be bad. But that's me, personally. What right does government have to stop me? I'm not telling you to do it. No one should order people to stay open, but they shouldn't order them to close either. You have no right to order me to close my business. It's my business. I put my life savings in it. Of course, it doesn't matter if nobody's going to show up because everybody's afraid because you made them hysterical. You've ruined the business. Anyway, it's destroyed. This is like one big giant attempt to ruin everyone's business. And if we come out of this with very few deaths and very few illnesses and we beat it in 3 weeks, that'd be great. But what if we come out of it, everyone's broke? Is that really worth it? America's broke? People that drive Mercedes and Maseratis are broke? People with nice houses and mortgages are broke? People who own businesses with 100 employees are broke? You think that's a good alternative to maybe getting sick? This is crazy what you've done to Vegas. And all I'm ranting about right now is small business owners. How about all their employees? They're going to be homeless. Mitt Romney's talking about giving everybody $1,000 universal income. I thought that's a communist idea. How did that become America? That was Andrew Yang, the only guy talked about that. And it's a communist idea to give everybody a welfare check, $1,000 a month. Well, that's great for a person who's poor in the first place. But what does that do for a guy who makes $50,000 a month? Used to, and now makes nothing. He wants a $1,000 check? How about you gave his dignity and let him keep running his business? Where did my America go overnight? Wow. Where did it go? And did China do this to us on purpose or by mistake? Which one? Either way, China did it to us. One way or the other, China did it to us. But the media played this out of control, man. I don't know how bad it's going to be. I have no idea. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. I don't claim to be. But here's a breaking exclusive. The coronavirus fatality rate reported by the media is completely inaccurate. The actual rate is less than the flu. The media is caught lying again. Is this true? I don't know. The current estimate for the fatality rates and coronavirus don't add up. The estimates based on current data are completely inaccurate. Current data shows the virus is much less deadly than even the common flu from the 1920 season, as in 2019 and 2020. The current global coronavirus fatality rate is estimated at 3.4%. The same rate for the flu is 10%, but the media tells you it's 0.1%. Actual results for coronavirus are lower than the flu. I don't know if this chart is correct or not. So all I can tell you is, the only thing I've been willing to go out on a limb and say is that in 2018-19, I think it was 80,000 people died of the flu in the United States. And this year, I think it's been, in the last year, it's been 30,000. And it just seems to me that being that worldwide 7,000 are dead from coronavirus, in Italy about 1,500 are dead from coronavirus, in Japan in China about 3,000 are dead, South Korea's kept the numbers to tiny, minuscule numbers. You wouldn't shut down an American economy over that. Because the business of America is business. This is about capitalism. And I don't even let a flu bug destroy capitalism.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. New White House guidelines are recommending that people avoid gatherings of more than 10 people. During a White House briefing, President Trump says everyone has a critical role to play in stopping the transmission of the coronavirus.
Engage in schooling from home when possible. Avoid discretionary travel and avoid eating and drinking at bars, restaurants.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is updating us on the weekend cyber attack at the Department of Health and Human Services.
Fortunately, we have extremely strong barriers. We had no penetration into our networks. We had no degradation. Of the functioning of our networks. We had no limitation of our capacity for people to telework.
Azar says it's not known who was behind the attack and notes the investigation is underway. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! Money! Money!
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I'll tell you what, there's going to be a lot of alcoholics in America going to bars tonight. Last time, they're going to be partying. They're going to be partying like crazy. One last time, get in some drinks at the bar. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. If you missed it, don't worry about it. You don't have to wait a year. With coronavirus out there, you better sign up now. This is the alternative to traditional health insurance, because Liberty isn't health insurance. Liberty Health Share is better, in my opinion. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty Health Share has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 per month for a family. I've joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. I've saved $72,000 in 4 years in premiums alone. I got kidney stones last year. They paid the whole $27,000 bill. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. And my deductible with Aetna Health Insurance was $10,000. My deductible with Liberty Health Share is $2,500. So this is the greatest thing I've ever found, and I think all of you should check it out. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and I'm telling you, you'll be very happy. They will treat you like a VIP. They will roll out the red carpet. So I've got a guest on. This is the way we're doing it lately. Just raw, man. We call it raw and unfiltered. Really raw, because I have no notes and no questions. I'm just going to talk a little bit with one of our old fan favorites, Kip Herridge. VRAinsider.com is the name of his company. He's an economic guru. He understands the stock market. He understands market psychology and herd psychology. And we love to have him on the show to tell us about the direction of the economy and the direction of the stock market. Kip Herridge, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, great, Wayne. How you doing, my friend?
Well, horrible. I mean, I can't believe that Vegas has disintegrated before my eyes. What I think is the greatest example of capitalism in the world today is all broken on, you know, on communist life support now. You know, they're going to have to ask for massive bailouts. They're going to have massive welfare and food stamps for all the workers. All people who have worked their whole lives, never accepted welfare, have no choice now or they become homeless. Because overnight, you just kick them out, you're fired, and that's it. Got no job, no money, and no way to prepare for anything that's going on. This is a disaster of epic proportions, and I don't understand who decided this is the way it had to go.
It's hard to disagree with that at all, and I will tell you that the markets today were down about 8% or so when Trump spoke, and I heard
then went worse.
About it. Yeah, and then it was his tone complete changed, his messaging changed, and, you know, I believe that's him saying, I'm finally going to get so far in front of this that I can't be proven wrong.
Right.
And let's hope that's the case, because the messaging has been gradually getting better. Today was completely different. And the steps they're taking are causing immense and never before seen, really, economic pain. This is 9/11 on steroids. You know, we shut down for a bit after 9/11 and then came right back, came roaring back. And you can only hope that they've got, because this is what government's for. Their stimulus programs have to come. They have to be intense. We have to hope that, as you're saying, the coronavirus runs its course quickly. 7,100 deaths from this. When we have 50,000 deaths every flu season, swine flu, 12,500. We all know the story. And 500,000 total swine flu deaths in 2009, 2010. None of this happened. We all know that by now. We've seen all that. This is a market panic that, if the markets hadn't fallen like this, no one. And then, of course, the corresponding shutdowns, no one would be talking about the Chinese virus, which is what it is. No one would be talking about it.
Well, it's not just if the markets hadn't crashed, if the media had not made it the number one most hysterical news story in the world. And the irony in all this, Kip, is I was the first guy in the nation to discuss it. In the early January, I was talking about it on my radio and TV show and saying China has this massive pandemic. It's a nightmare, and it's wreaking havoc with their economy, and people are dying, and they're not reporting the correct numbers. Many more have died than they're reporting, and their authoritarian government is literally dragging people away in the middle of the tonight who report the truth and killing them or imprisoning them. And it's a nightmare what's going on in China. I reported first. I never imagined that I'd be the guy who was then saying, don't be hysterical in America. But I couldn't get over once they figured out it existed and they put it on their radar. The news media here decided to scare the bejesus out of everybody to the point where it's Godzilla. And it's ripping off the top of the Empire State Building. And people are running for their lives. And I just would like to know if you gave a poll of the average small business owner and the average employees of America, if you told them you either face a 5% or less chance of dying, and a 10% chance of being really sick, and an 80% chance of being very mildly sick, and a good chance you won't get sick at all, versus you lose your entire job, your career, everything you've ever worked for, and you'll have to go on welfare, and you couldn't even become homeless, or you're going to lose your business, would many of them have chosen what I would have chosen, which is I would rather stay in business and face getting sick and not worry about it than put my business away and destroy me? To me, it's a much worse fate to lose everything, much worse fate than to worry about a 1 in 20 chance of maybe getting really sick. I would have chosen, right? Nobody put it. No one put that to the test. Nobody did that.
But I'll just make the point again that had the S&P 500 not just fallen 30% in 3 weeks, okay, which is unprecedented, had that not happened, the media would not have been able to fearmonger the way they have, because people would have said, okay, we're going to get the flu, it could be bad. It's the financial hit to your wallet, and now it's the overreaction to these closures obviously has got everyone in a panic. But I want to remind everybody, this really started, in case you haven't heard this, Wayne, this started last night when Goldman Sachs had a client call with all their clients on it, tons of us listening in. Goldman Sachs said, first of all, the good news, this is going to be short-lived. In the second half, the economy will come roaring back, stock market will come roaring back. But then they snuck in, we expect 3 million people to die. And that is what got the markets tanking last night, even in the face of Federal Reserve dropping rates, adding a bunch more QE. I want to talk about QE as well. Really,
and by the way, I saw in writing, I saw the actual call. In other words, I wasn't on the call, but I saw the transcript of the call. And I believe it was misinterpreted, too. They said 3 million will die, but it's not like they're dying from the flu. That 3 million is generally old people that are going to die in the next year anyway, and it'll be quicker because of the flu. It'll hasten their death. But these were people that were at risk of dying anyway and would have died. That's basically what it said. Am I wrong? I read it that way.
Yeah, but listen, you read it because you're smart enough to read between the lines and pick that point up. The headline number was 3 million could die from this.
Right, and of course.
That's when the future started tanking. I want to remind everybody, if you remember 2008, 2009, if you remember Michael Lewis, the author of the big book, The Big Short, which became the movie, Goldman Sachs, which created all these derivatives instruments that crashed the mortgage industry, then flooded the market with it, told the brokers to sell as aggressive to their clients. And then when they did that, they were shorting it. So they helped cause it, but then they shorted it, they profited from it. At the bottom, they said, get out of everything, the market's going to crash, and that's when they're buying. I want to remind everybody, Goldman Sachs is known as the vampire squid of the investment world. They have their blood-sucking tentacles in everything that moves financially, and they are the devil when it comes. And my read on this, and we followed this today, was that they are buying today. We were buying this afternoon as well when the markets are down about 9%. I believe we are very close to the bottom, but it doesn't really matter because when this is over, and Trump says today, exactly right, when this is over, the move higher, just like the move higher after 9/11, just like the move higher after 87, I was there for both of them, the move higher will be breathtaking. And I heard John Solomon on before me. He's a smart guy. And he said, the worst thing you can do is panic and sell. I would echo that, and I'll throw one more thing in. The Federal Reserve is now aggressively launching Q4, okay? So they've done 3 other times. They've yet to do quantitative easing when the market hasn't not just gone up, but gone up a lot. Quantitative easing has a perfect track record since 2008-2009 of sending the market sharply higher. Don't fight the Fed is the lesson here. I just want your listeners to know, if you haven't already sold, understand that this is a market panic. It's not an economic or necessarily even a financial panic. The banking system's stronger than 2008, 2009. This is not that. This is a panic that has turned into a massive overreaction, and that you should have a shopping list ready because what we're coming into now, and it could be behind us today. I mean, I'm not making a prediction. Who knows? But this could be a generational low where when we get this behind us, this market could soar.
All right, so let me ask you a couple questions that are on my mind that I don't know the answer to, and I always look to Kip to give me the answer. Number one is, why hasn't gold supposed to fly in the face of the worst crisis of my entire lifetime, and gold is down.
Right, I can tell you exactly why. First of all, it's relatively speaking, it's held up much better.
It's held up. Yes, it has.
Right.
Yes, it has.
So it's essentially been in a bull market while the market has been slaughtered. So from that point of view, it's done incredibly well. It's been a great store of value. But see, most investors don't own gold.
They own the paper.
Right. On the paper ETF, and that's what's being sold because people are desperate, because they're getting margin calls, liquidations, et cetera. So that's what's going down. But to give you an idea, today, GDX, which is the minor ETF, right, for gold and silver mining stocks.
Mm-hmm.
Today GDX was up 19.5% today.
Really?
Yeah.
19.5%
today.
And I heard that all across American gold shops, you can't find gold and silver coins. They're gone.
That's exactly right. That's true.
And yet gold is down because of paper gold. That was the worst thing that ever happened in the gold market, right? Precious metals markets was the development of paper gold and silver. Disaster for gold and silver because it no longer represents the real value of gold and silver. Kip, don't go anywhere. I've got so many more questions for you. Don't go anywhere. Sit tight. Kip Herridge of VRAinsider.com, the man who always has the right answers when stocks are panicking and stock investors are panicking and things are dropping and crashing. He's always a smart and reasoned soul to speak to on the show. Thank you, Kip Herridge. We'll keep Kip on for another segment. If you have any questions to ask Kip, feel free to call 833-WAR-TALK. Wayne Allen Root, The Warrior. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you the sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates, and learn how to protect friends and loved ones. Find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, I keep telling people that you got to own gold, and Kip and I just had the discussion about it. I'll bring Kip back as a guest in a matter of seconds here. But you got to own gold, and the reason why is it's not the price of gold, which, by the way, didn't go up today. It went down. But it hung in there compared to the price of the stock market, the Dow, the NASDAQ, the S&P, et cetera, et cetera. If you had gold for the last month, you probably broke even or lost a little bit, whereas if you had the stock market for the last month, you got decimated. And that's what gold is for. It's either going to go up or it's going to at least hold its value. So we've got a precious metals advertiser. And they are fantastic. Their name is Finest Known. And for a limited time, my friends at Finest Known are making a deal for war fans. Finest Known has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. And I told my friends at Finest Known, you got to go big or go home. Don't even come on the show if you don't go big. And they went big. They're offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. I just read that all the American Silver Eagles are sold out all over the country at coin shops. They're ready to give you up to 100 of them at dealer cost, meaning they make no money. They break even only. It's what they pay for the American Silver Eagles, and up to 100 of them. Take advantage of it and get your 100. American Silver Eagles, the world's most popular silver coin, and they're giving you a chance to acquire 100 at cost. And if you call today, you also get a book for free, everything you need to know about buying and selling gold. Absolutely free. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, finestknown.com. The price of gold has held its own, but has not gone up big time. But there is a massive shortage. There's a run on gold and silver, and you can't find it anywhere, which tells you the real price of gold and silver is actually much higher. So check it out, Finest Known, and tell them Wayne Root sent you. So let's talk with Kip Herridge some more. Kip, I got a whole bunch of questions, and I'm sure my listeners do too, so let's get to it. So first of all, I have given the suggestion that we should ban short selling, and you don't agree, and I want to hear why, because to me, countries all over the world, foreign countries, are trying to take President Trump and the U.S. economy down. And you're giving them the chance to do that if you allow short selling. I'm not saying ban it forever. I'm saying for a month, ban short selling until we get the bad guys out of the way, until the good guys come to the rescue and the cavalry shows up. You can't let them keep stepping on our face and ruining everyone's pension. Stop the short selling. You disagree. Why?
I do, because we want the shorts here. We want as many shorts as possible right now, selling at the shorting at the very lows. Because the thing about shorting is you have to cover your position at some point. And when this market bottoms, and I think I have a pretty good idea that's coming soon, and the moon starts higher, we want them to have to cover their short, which means they have to come back in and buy their position back. And that will further the move higher. And that's the kind of move on steroids higher we're going to see in the near future. Because think about this for a second. Wayne, does that answer your question on short selling?
Yeah, you answered it. I get it. That's the way the market works. And sometimes you get burned by it. And sometimes on the other side, they get burned and you make a fortune. And so you don't want to stop that, because then the market wouldn't go up as high as it's gone down. Wouldn't go up as fast and as far as it went down as fast as far, right?
Yeah, I think the thing about the U.S. market is we don't want them to appear manipulated. And I think if you ban short selling, it would be a sign of weakness. So I think that'd be a mistake. Look, the shorts have had their day in the sun for the last 3 weeks. They've been wrong for 10 years. So we'll give them 3 weeks out of 10 years, okay? But they're about to get squeezed on the way up. That's my view. And just think about this for a second, okay? After President Trump's address today, you know, maximum fear and panic set in. Oh, my God, what if, what if, what if? Okay, it's the worst I've ever seen it. We saw it in the VIX index today, the fear index. Saw it in so many indicators today. 62 S&P 500 stocks today dropped more than 20%. I mean, this has never happened before. So these are all signs of ultimate panic. Doesn't mean it can't get worse, but we've never seen it worse before, so there's that. But the point that I want to make here is that as these shorts cover, continue to build, think about what happens when in the next 2-3 weeks, which is everyone's saying we're about to enter that period where Italy exploded in cases. What if that doesn't happen here? What if it just looks like, okay, this looks like it's going to be a regular flu season. Businesses will start reopening. This could happen in a matter of 2-3 weeks, and people are going to say, you know what, we overreacted, but you know what, it was better to be safe than sorry. And that's why I say this market is due to roar higher, because that's the outcome that I expect. This is like a 3-week version of 9/11, 3-week version of 1987 one-day crash, and when it's over, it will be over, and you won't be able to buy stocks again at anywhere near the prices they're trading at now.
I sure hope you're right. What is the difference between this and 08? Actually, my board op and associate producer, Chris O'Sullivan, came up with this question. 2008, the market imploded. Right now, the market's imploded. How do you see these two as different or the same?
It's a great question. A lot of people, it's probably the most common question that I get. And the answer really is that 08, 09, what truly was a financial crisis. I mean, it was, again, Goldman Sachs creating the mortgage crisis, along with a lot of other reasons. That was a true financial crisis. This is not a financial crisis. Our banks are strong. Even European banks are strong. This is not going to be that at all. This is a panic situation, not a financial crisis situation.
All right, well, it's definitely a panic situation for all my friends in Las Vegas who listen to this show,
yes.
My fans and friends who have lost their jobs and are lost and don't know where to turn and what to do. And I don't know if you heard me talking earlier about the guy who had 45 employees in Vegas, and after telling them all I'm laying you off, he tried to commit suicide. He's in critical condition in the hospital now, and I fear that's going to happen to a lot of businessmen who are caught, and businessmen and women who are caught in this disaster, this squeeze all over the United States. And I just feel for him, Kip. I feel so strongly and so badly and so sadly for my fellow small business people, why they're taking it in the shorts. This is terrible, man. It's just an awful, awful, awful thing. Why did they have to be the ones who suffer? Thank you, Kip. Appreciate you giving us a boost.
Thank you, Wayne.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The offer.